My name is Jianyu Li, and I'm a PhD student from University of Florida. And today I'm going to present the part results of my PhD project regarding the nutrient management on nitrogen availability and organic strawberry production. So the organic strawberry production is getting more important and is increasing in the U.S., including Florida. But there are a lot of challenges for the nitrogen management in organic strawberry production. In Florida, we have very sandy soil with a poor water and nutrient retention capacity, and we have very low soil organic matter in sandy soil, and the organic matter, the mineralization is very unpredictable. And we have highly variable environmental conditions, including the soil temperature and soil moisture during the long growing season of strawberry. And the tool to monitor the plant available nitrogen dynamics exist, but they are not necessarily effective in terms of time and money, the other resources. So there are always asynchrony of nitrogen supply and nitrogen demand. So we really want to optimize the integrated nutrient management to improve the nutrient availability and uptake for strawberry yield and fruit quality enhancement. So we propose to use different approaches, which are also commonly used by growers. Cover crop, we're focused on the sun hemp, and compost as organic amendment, and different types of fertilizer, pre-plant fertilizer. We used the solid fertilizer for pre-plant fertilization, and we apply the liquid fish fertilizer for in-season fertigation. And we also propose to use the bell stimulant, which is a new promising strategy for growers on the nitrogen management. So here are some examples for the cover crop. And we are focused on the sun hemp, which is also commonly used by the Florida growers, because sun hemp can accumulate a significant amount of biomass and nitrogen in a short time. And in our research set, we let the sun hemp grow for 2 months. And after 60 days, we terminate the sun hemp by using a flail chopper and incorporate it into the soil right away. So we use the yard and food waste compost as organic amendment. And this compost contains very low nitrogen content. And the carbon-nitrogen ratio for this compost is relatively high, which is 24 to 1. And we use nature-safe solid fertilizer for the pre-plant fertilization prior to strawberry transplanting. And we also apply the liquid fish fertilizer for the in-season fertigation across the whole strawberry growing season. And we usually apply the compost and pre-plant fertilizer on the top of the bed, and after that we till it into the soil and then put the plastic mulch. So we also propose to use the ionic exchange membranes to monitor the nitrogen in the soil, trying to understand nitrogen availability, especially after the sun hemp incorporation. So the objective for this study is to explore the use of ionic exchange membranes as a tool to monitor the soil nitrogen flux and availability, and to assess the effects of integrated use of those different approaches on nitrogen uptake, plant growth, and the yield of strawberry. So we use the sweet sensation because sweet sensation can produce large fruit size and excellent eating quality, and also relatively high early yield. So we had four different main factors, and cover crop has two levels, weedy fallow and sun hemp. And compost has three levels, no compost as control, two application rates. And fertilization, we have four treatments, no fertilizer as control, and pre-plant fertilization, we applied the rate 84.1 kilogram per hectare nitrogen before the strawberry transplanting. And we also have the liquid fertilizer. We apply this fertilizer weekly over the season for the in-season fertigation. And the number four treatment is the combination of pre-plant and fertigation. And we also have the Bell Sealant factor, but I'm not going to present here because I have a poster tomorrow. If you are interested in the Bell Sealant data, please go to the poster section. And we use split plot design. We have four replications, and the combination of sun hemp and compost the whole plot, and the fertilization treatments in the subplot, and Bell Sealant treatments in the subplot. So important timeline, we seeded sun hemp in summertime, and after 2 months growing, we terminate and incorporate sun hemp. And then we transplanted the strawberry plugs after 3 weeks. And then we harvested the strawberry twice a week for 5 months. And we use a SAS-GLEMIC procedure for data analysis. And before the sun hemp incorporation, we measure the biomass and the nitrogen content. So compared to the fallow, the sun hemp can accumulate the significant amount of biomass and nitrogen. But we still have a lot of biomass for the weedy fallow because there are a lot of weeds. And the carbon nitrogen ratio for sun hemp is 22:1. And for fallow weeds, the carbon nitrogen ratio is 23:1. And after sun hemp incorporation, we used AMs. We put AMs into the soil to monitor the nitrogen fluxes. And the higher nitrogen adsorbed on the AMs indicated that the AMs has this ability to detect the differences between the two treatments. And then we also did a soil test to measure the nitrogen concentration in the soil, and both methods show that in the first 3 weeks, the sun hemp residue decomposed and released nitrogen pretty fast, and which means that the nitrogen released from the sun hemp could potentially be lost before strawberry transplanting. And so shortening the waiting period between the sun hemp incorporation and strawberry transplanting will benefit the synchrony of nitrogen supply and nitrogen demand for strawberry. And the sun hemp increase the nitrogen uptake for strawberry in the early season. However, if you compare the total nitrogen uptake by strawberry and the nitrogen input from the sun hemp, we can see very low nitrogen recovery in the strawberry. And that indicated that the early release nitrogen from sun hemp did not match the nitrogen demand for strawberry. But still, the sun hemp increased the marketable fruit yield compared to control just in the early season. If we transplanted the strawberry earlier, then the sun hemp could increase the yield much more. For the compost application, the compost treatment did not show any significant effect on the yield. And also, the compost treatment even decreased the nitrogen accumulation in above-ground strawberry plants. The part of the reason is probably that because the compost we used has a very low nitrogen content, and the carbon-nitrogen ratio is is relatively high, so the immobilization might occur. So for the effects of fertilization treatments on microfruit yield, as expected, the total microfruit yield in the in-season fertigation and the combine of the combination of pre-plant fertilization and in-season fertigation treatments are significantly higher compared to the pre-plant fertilization and control, because we applied the liquid fertilizer over the season. However, if you look at the early season, the yield did not differ significantly between the in-season fertigation and pre-plant fertilization, which means the pre-plant fertilization could help with the early yield and the plant establishment. And look at the plant growth, it shows the same result in the late season. Because we had very cold season in 2017, and based on the tissue analysis, based on the yield demand, so we applied the liquid fertilizer more over the season. So the nitrogen input in this treatment is very high. You can look at here. But if you compare the nitrogen uptake by strawberry in this treatment with the nitrogen input, the nitrogen recovery in the strawberry is very low. So the very low nitrogen use efficiency indicated that the challenges of optimizing nitrogen availability to maximize the yield while minimizing the nitrogen losses. So I'd like to conclude that this study, first of all, Sandringham residue incorporation increased the nitrogen availability and nitrogen uptake and yield in the early season, and AMs as a tool are capable of monitoring the nitrogen availability, and the compost application did not show the effects on the yield. And the microfruit yield did not differ significantly between pre-plant fertilization and the in-season fertigation during the early season. And we have very low nitrogen use efficiency in organic strawberry, and that highlights the challenges on the organic strawberry production. And we are still working on the pre-plant fertilization and in-season fertigation, trying to better understanding the nitrogen mineralization from those treatments and to meet the demand of nitrogen for strawberry. I would thank my funding support and all the people who have helped me a lot. Thank you. I'd like to take any questions.
One question, please.
Yes.
Very good presentation.
Thank you.
The CN ratio that you have for Sandringham and for Bound, so they look very similar, like 1 point in difference, 23 and 22. So why do you think that I was expecting Sandringham to be lower?
So the question is the Sandringham. The yield, increased yield, the very low, right?
The CN ratio.
The nitrogen carbon ratio.
Correct.
Yeah. That carbon nitrogen ratio, 22, I think 20 is the dividing line for the mineralization, and 22 is also okay for the mineralization, but it's going to take a longer time than the residue with a lower nitrogen carbon ratio. I'm not going to, I don't expect that, because we want to, the Sandringham release the nitrogen slowly, because to meet the nitrogen demand for strawberry, because strawberry has a very long season, and we don't expect low nitrogen ratio, carbon ratio, because if Sandringham has very low carbon nitrogen ratio, then the mineralization will go very fast in a short time. So, yeah, thank you.